A discussion with Kevin Thorsness about Bayer's herbicide, Husky FX, Ag Information Network.
We all know that kochia is one of those weeds that's difficult to control in the first place and has an ability to develop resistance to a lot of products when they are used repeatedly. Now, we haven't seen any issues with Husky controlling kochia, but we want to be proactive, make sure we extend the life cycle of Husky by bringing in another mode of action to keep it effective against kochia and other weeds.
We all know the concerns with weed resistance. You mentioned kochia and some of the broadleafs. How does that fit in with that story?
Husky FX is going to fit very well because when you look at kochia that has an ability to develop resistance very quickly to the group 2 herbicides when they came to the market, there's areas where we know there's a couple of group 4 products that have shown some resistance. It's developed resistance to the group 9 or the glyphosate, and that's something we're concerned with. So by developing Husky FX, we put three active ingredients together, pyrosulfatol, bromoxynil, and fluoxypyr, and all three are effective against kochia. And so by doing that, you're attacking the weed from three different spots. And by doing that, you're able to better control it and to hopefully prevent or at least delay for an extended period of time the development of resistance. Husky FX will fit into the Bayer Plus Grower Rewards program. It'll pair up other products in there. It'll be a good tool. I would encourage them to visit with one of the sales reps about the Bayer Plus Rewards program. They can walk them through it very readily.
Always read and follow pesticide label directions. Produced by the Ag Information Network.